welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For the first time since the pandemic started, our next guest's music festival will be returning to our capital city and bringing with it a boost to the local economy. Jay Matheson is owner of the Jam Room Recording Studio, and he's also director of the Jam Room Music Festival coming October 1st. Jay, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me on again, Mike.
So bring us up to date now. It's been a few years since we've had you on last to talk about this festival or your recording studio. So tell us what you've been up to during the pandemic, and congratulations on making it through it.
Yeah, it was tough. I know a lot of nonprofits, the Jam Room Foundation basically is a separate nonprofit from the studio that puts this on. And we just kept our old board together and we just kind of nursed it along and had a meeting every now and then. And several times over the 2 years we were off, you know, trying to put something on, but then there would be a COVID flare up and we weren't able to do it. So we had to schedule and unschedule it a couple of times. So we hadn't been exactly dormant. We've been trying to put it on, but only now has it been really possible to do it. And, you know, at the studio, of course, the business here went completely blank when COVID kicked in, and this kind of picked back up. I think the music business in general is finally back full bore. You know, all the bands are touring again. As long as we don't have another health crisis, we should be seeing smooth sailing for a while, I think.
Give us an overview of this festival and what it's all about. I know it's one of those rare ones that's totally free to the public, right?
Well, it's number one, totally free, and number two, it is a total music festival. There's no holiday like St. Patrick's Day. There's no crawfish feast going on or anything like that. It's a celebration of music and also diversity in music, and music that would normally not be available to be seen in Columbia. So a lot of the bands that you see on the festival, this is the only opportunity you would have had to see them, or maybe if not that, the first opportunity, or the only opportunity for many years. Some artists we've had, the only time they've ever played South Carolina.
Well, walk us through what's happening this year, where the venue actually is, and who some of the headliners are.
Okay, so this year it's in the same footprint we've usually had, which is down on the corner of Hampton and Main, basically where the Columbia Museum of Art is. Of course, we have a craft beer and food, and we have a beer garden. So one good thing about it, we have a place in the middle of the two stages that people can sit and chill if they are, you know, trying to make a full day of it. This year's headliners are Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, and Titus Andronicus. But now we actually have just added the Sun Ra Orchestra. I guess it's pronounced orchestra, but it's, you know, spelled funny. But anyway, which is a really old school jazz group. They've never played South Carolina, and this is really a lot of unusual jazz, and I think it's going to be a really big draw because people are going to come from all over.
Is this also an opportunity for some South Carolina bands to show themselves off?
Yeah. The opening band is called the Bailey Road Band, and they actually won a Battle of the Bands at USC. And Dear Blanca is on the bill. They are, you know, just local favorites. They're part of the bedrock of the indie scene here. And the next closest band to Columbia is Explorers Club. They're somewhat from the area, but not from Columbia. And everything else is basically national acts. And also, some of these headliners are so big, you don't want to rush them. So we're going to give these headliners larger time slots. I think that's the one thing that we're going to do, is be sure that all of the main headliners that we're paying the bigger money for and that people are traveling to see, that they're going to play full-length concert sets, not just like 45 or hour sets. You know?
Have you had a chance to talk to the local business community to register their levels of excitement about a festival coming back downtown?
Oh, yeah. Everybody is very, very excited. I noticed that a lot of, like I said earlier, a lot of the nonprofits and small festivals that were happening have just gone away after having to be off for a couple of years. And I think a lot of things have gone by the wayside. And, you know, I think the ones that are still with us are that much more valuable because, you know, there was some attrition with the whole COVID thing. It just, you know, made some of these organizations where they just couldn't continue anymore.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for spending time with us. We're looking forward to this year's festival.
Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Jay Matheson is owner of the Jam Room Recording Studio and director of the Jam Room Music Festival coming October 1st to downtown Columbia. We will have a link to the festival posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.